Hello.
Hello, Chad. How you doing? Sorry about the inconvenience, sir. Glad we can
I think we finally got it taken care of. I'm try it again.
It processed, sir. So that's good. So we finally got it through after 3 hours, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for your patience, sir. So the next step now, I believe that I did read you the verification, right? I want to read it here. Okay, so the verification is done. I think that's okay. Let's make sure that your receipt went through. It should be on your inbox, as I mentioned, labeled local splash initial invoice.
Yeah, no, I have that. Like, I haven't got that yet. Let me check my. We just got something.
Okay, so just went through, so you probably get it like any second. And then, yes, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, and then go ahead and click where it says click here, subscription terms. And then it'll take you to the terms of experience, and then scroll all the way down to the bottom. Okay. Yes, confirm signature. Once you put it in, type in your name, and you click the little box that says I'm the holder of it. And then it's going to ask you to put in a username and password. Let me know once you get to that.
Well, I'm pushing that confirm signature. It's not doing nothing yet.
Okay. Make sure you have the little box checked that says I am the authorized holder. Don't check the one that says opt out of text, because that's how you're going to receive some messages.
Okay,
to, like... okay, there you go.
Yeah, I passed that one up.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Good.
There you go. And now the username password you do not have yet, but you're going to have it once you do your client interview. So that will be the next step here. Okay, so make sure you save your receipt right there also for the for your tax records, as I mentioned to you. The client interview is only like about 10 to 15 minutes. You do not need to be in front of your computer. We handle everything for you. So let me see here. I can do that for tomorrow.
Like I say, it's been quite hectic today.
No, of course, and I appreciate that, sir. I respect that. And please stay in contact with me also, okay? So we want to make sure that I want to make sure that my company takes care of you. I don't want to be that guy that disappears out there, took your card, and if I need to kick butt somewhere for you in case any technician isn't calling you back, please let me know. I want to make sure that I have that taken care of for you, okay? So let me see here. Okay, you have my extension. I'm just trying to catch up here where we left off. Okay, let me see. Okay, you got that right there. CS Construction. This is the right phone number. And you say you don't have a secondary phone number, right?
I do not. This is the only phone I have.
Okay, very good. Okay. And now for the client interview, let me go ahead and set that up for you. Okay. And is the preferred number, and we can do that for tomorrow, which is the 7th of October. These are all going to be Pacific times. It's 3:24 where I'm at here. I believe you're in Central Time, and you're 2-hour difference, so I think, if I'm correct, you're at 5:24.
It's 5:30 here, so yeah.
Okay, very good. So 2-hour difference. So the first available appointment that I have is for tomorrow, 8 o'clock Pacific time. I have 9. I got 11. I got 1, and I got 3 o'clock, which will be the preferred time for it.
Go ahead and do that, 11.
11 o'clock, so that would be 1 o'clock your time. So they will call you between 1 and 2 o'clock between that time. So just be aware of your phone there. Okay, let me see. Okay, and I'm also going to send you your confirmation via Google Calendar for your interview, so that way you have a reminder. It'll probably prompt you to put in just to accept it, and that way it just reminds you there. I don't know if you use it. Do you use your Google Calendar?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, there you go. So you should know. Okay, very good. So that's sent right there. Now I'm going to put in some brief notes here for my technician that's going to call you tomorrow, so he does his homework before he calls you. So it's not just who are you call. I want to make sure that he does some homework before he calls you here, and then we're pretty much done. Okay, so what would you say are three services that you offer Mr. Snyder that make you the most money, sir?
I do privacy fences, you know, wood privacy fences, bathroom remodels, kitchen remodels, driveways, you know, poor driveways, concrete, just about anything with construction and remodeling involved in it. I do it all.
Okay, yeah, it looks like it. So let me see. So everything like general construction, pretty much.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay, very good. And what's the mileage radius, the radius that you want to target, you mentioned?
Around 60 or 70 miles is about it for right now.
Very good. Okay, and you do have your website. Actually, I'm sorry, you do not have a website. What I was going to ask is, do you have a logo for your company, or do you need some assistance with that?
What now?
A logo?
No, I don't have no logo yet.
Okay, you will now. Okay, so we're going to help you create one there, and obviously you can keep that even if you were to cancel the services, which I know it's not going to happen, but in case, it's yours. And do you have photos of work that you've done there, Mr. Snyder, or?
Yes, I have photos that I can send in.
Email. Okay, so they're going to give you an email tomorrow so we can get those photos in, so that way it's more personalized with the work that you've done versus like some stock photos. People probably want to see the work that you've done. And just get in the habit of taking some photos from now on, and you can always make changes yourself also on photos or things like that. And what did you say that you're doing for leads right now? What is the source of leads? Are you just doing like Angie's List, Home Advisor, any flyers?
Most of right now, Home Advisor and stuff.
Okay. All right.
But that's,
let me see here.
Pretty costly, so.
Right. Okay, so hopefully this works a lot better for you. So that way we can go ahead and kind of just start going this direction versus having to pay for leads. That way you don't have to pay for leads anymore. Okay? And like I said, please keep me informed. And if you get any phone calls from any company out there that says that they're Google, that you have to pay more money, or that they can do it for less or whatever, please write down the phone number if you can, so that way we can go ahead and report these numbers to Google headquarters, since we're a premier channel partner. So you focus more on the phone calls from clients. Okay? Other than that, through Mr. Snyder, I want to thank you for your respect. I want to respect your money, so please don't miss your appointment tomorrow, and it will be between 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. And God bless, and I wish you nothing but success in your company. Welcome aboard, sir. And if there's any other questions, please feel free to give me a call, 7 to 4 p.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday, and we're here to help you out. You have technicians as well, but I'm always here at your availability. You can call me like you did today, or you can text me as well, and I'll make sure to have someone call you if I am on the phone with a client or whatnot. Okay, other than that, did you have any other questions for me, sir? I don't want to keep you hostage on the line with me for 24 hours.
No, that sounds good.
Okay.
For the phone call. Get started on this.
Okay, very good, sir. And we're looking forward to speaking to you tomorrow. And I guess you have yourself a great evening, sir. And it was a pleasure. And please don't miss your appointment. All right, Mr. Chadwick?
That's it.
All right, sir. Have yourself a great afternoon. Thank you for your time, sir. We'll talk soon again.
Bye.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.